So, Sokhu, I'm not sure if you're aware, my grandmother was a nurse for the Red Cross, so this topic today is quite close to my heart. Good morning.
Good morning, Masanga, and to your listeners. Yes, so today we're looking at African nurses and how they've led the way in assuming tasks that were previously undertaken by doctors. Now, why this has come about is 2 months ago, in May, is basically Nurses Day. And research has always been looking at the role of nurses. You know, traditionally versus now, what do nurses do now that is way different from what the traditional nurse is seen to be? And in the African context, what has been realized is how advanced, developed, and how the nursing profession or the field actually has actually grown exponentially in terms of the services that nurses are able to provide. And this is because, firstly, out of necessity, number one. Number two, even the remoteness and the vastness of the continent. So you found where doctors were not able to go, for example, in different villages or towns. Nurses have always been the people who are the first point of care for many people. And that has brought on a development of their skills. So if you look at countries like Ethiopia, nurses are able to conduct cesarean sections, which is not something that we are used to hearing. You know, we always think a doctor does such procedures. Administering medication, for example, in other countries, this is what nurses do. In the southern parts of Africa, for example, South Africa, in Zambia, you're finding things like midwifery, you know, which is a specialist field of nursing. These are growing. And as we always align with the SDG goals of reducing child mortality, of improving maternal care, for example, you're finding that nurses are getting more specialized and becoming more technical in their field. And as you said, you know, my mother as well is a nurse. She's a midwife. She's been for 35 years. Mm. You know, when you speak to people in this profession, you always find that they're always underrepresented, underappreciated as compared to their other medical counterparts.
And also, I think what scares me a lot is because the necessity to provide, for example, something that you may have not been academically qualified for. I'm worried about medical negligence, for example, negligence cases where a nurse may, unfortunately, if it's tragic, they try to save someone's life and then they may be prosecuted because of the fact that they're not a doctor.
You know, that has come through, but what has also happened in the profession is that policies have changed. So, you know, training of nurses has become a priority. As I've said, you know, with regards to the SDG goals, you need policy and practice need to go hand in hand. You know, because at the end of the day, a nurse has a duty to provide care and to do their best for a patient. So you need to make sure that you equip them. You know, even if it's something that you feel academically they've not studied for, but some skills are practical. You know, when you can give a practical skill in terms of assessing, helping, and these skills need to work hand in hand. You know, it's a give and take between the nurse and the doctor. It's a very intimate relationship in order to take care of us as patients.
I love this discussion and I look forward to reading it. If you'd like to catch up with that important story, you can check out. It's from the continent with africa.com and it's africa.com. You can look up the article. It's African Nurses Lead the Way in Assuming Tasks Previously Undertaken by Doctors. Thank you so much again, Sokhu, for your time this morning.
Thank you.